So our scripture reading for this week is found in the Gospel of Mark, from chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Let us hear now the word of God for us from the Gospel today. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. Max Lucado says that we've all had these sacred, eternal instants. We've had these kinds of bigger than a moment, he says, like sharing a porch swing on a summer evening with your grandkid, and walking arm in arm with your partner as you stroll through the golden leaves and breathe in the autumn air. Like listening to your six-year-old thank God for everything from goldfish to grandma. And he says these eternal instants reminds us that love is still the greatest possession, and in the future it's nothing to fear. And that the next time an instant in your life begins to be eternal, then let it. Put your head back on the pillow and soak it in. Resist the urge to cut it short. Don't break the silence or interrupt the moment. It seems that we could miss it. Let it pass us by if we're not careful. Jesus is often teaching the people. And it begins with something like, "If anyone has ears, listen. If anybody has ears, listen." And Jesus, in his teaching, is often trying to open us up to the goodness and the things of God all around us, trying to help us to see the eternity in our midst. He calls it the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus calls it, the kingdom of God. This good and beautiful life with God that's available, ready and waiting for us here on earth. In our scripture, Jesus is doing this kind of teaching. And we have some surprising insight for us into what it takes to really enter this kingdom of God, this eternity on earth with us. In the scripture passages that are leading up to our scripture today, people came questioning Jesus, accusingly questioning Jesus, missing the point, and we see Jesus as he responds to them, that it was their hardness of their hearts that was their problem. The hardness of their hearts was their problem, Jesus said. And they weren't getting it. Their hearts were hard, and so of course they couldn't see. Of course they couldn't come into the kingdom of God. Just a chapter earlier, the disciples were arguing back and forth about who was the greatest. Who's the greatest? They were arguing with each other. And so often the disciples and we just really don't get it. And in that passage, just as we see in our scripture today, that is when Jesus, he let the children, little children, come. It's right at that moment that he lets the children come. Why Jesus? This is why Jesus takes the children up in his arms to show us. Receive the kingdom like a child, he says. There's a story about the funeral of Charlemagne. And Charlemagne was the great Christian ruler of the early Middle Ages. And after his death, a great funeral procession left his castle for the cathedral. And when the royal casket arrived with much fanfare, it was met by the local bishop who barred the cathedral door. And the bishop asked, as was the custom for everyone else, he asked, "Who comes?" he said. And the emperor's proud herald proclaimed, "Charlemagne comes, Lord and King of the Holy Roman Empire." And the bishop replied, "Him I know not. Who comes?" The herald, a bit shaken, replied, "Charles the Great, a good and honest man of the earth." "Him I know not," the bishop said again. "Who comes?" And the herald, now crushed, responded, "Charles, a lowly sinner who begs the gift of Christ." To which the bishop then, Christ's representative, he responds, saying, "Enter, enter, receive Christ's gift of life." "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child," Jesus says, "will never enter it." This story with Jesus and the children really is not, as we might think, about children so much as it is really about the kingdom of God for us. It's about the kingdom of God for us and all. And any notions for us of greatness on our part, any hardness of heart, and it means that we're not getting it. We're missing the kingdom of God around us. In the last week or so, I've seen it twice. I saw it in St. Louis a week ago, and again a couple days ago, I saw these guys out in public holding up these signs and yelling angry. You've seen this kind of thing before. I talked to the man who was doing it in St. Louis for a little bit, and part of what he was yelling at everyone was actually, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But whenever I see these people, I get the same impression. I see yelling. I see anger. I see hardness of heart. And you can't see the kingdom of God like that. You can't see God like that, hard-hearted. Even this man yelling about the kingdom, I wanted to tell him there's something bigger. You're missing it. We're missing it. If we're holding on to bitterness, if hearts are hard and won't soften to the goodness of God around us, it can be hard for us, I think, to come as a child. We like our independence. We want to hold on to the idea that we have grown up to be these intelligent, sophisticated human beings in control of our own destinies, that we've got it right. We don't want to own up to our weaknesses, our failures. It can be a stumbling block for us. This can be a stumbling block for the best of us. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it, Jesus said. It takes a kind of humility, a kind of powerlessness, a kind of vulnerability to come and enter this kingdom of God as a little child. Enter the kingdom of God and receive the things the kingdom has for us. The author Brené Brown speaks often about the necessity of this kind of vulnerability in our lives. It is honestly something that we can fear the most. Opening up our real selves to be seen can be terrifying. We can be ashamed of our real selves. We can fear that we're not good enough or smart enough. We can want to harden our outer shells, harden our hearts so that we can't be penetrated, we can't be hurt and disappointed. We tend to want to numb vulnerability. We don't really want to feel those things. But really, when we numb those vulnerabilities in ourselves, then we also numb joy, and we numb love. And so instead, we have to come bravely to let ourselves be seen, vulnerable. And really, it's that very same thing that we're so afraid of that is really the key, that vulnerability before God, before others. It is the key to life and to joy and to meaningful relationships. It's when we come as a child, as we are, and nothing else, that we enter into the good things that God has for us here and now. As the Pharisees gathered around Jesus, questioning him with their hardened hearts, as the disciples were gathered around Jesus, listening for all the important things Jesus was trying to tell them, trying to be a part of the important things that Jesus was doing, still struggling to be the greatest. It was perfect timing as the joyful, these excited children came running up to Jesus. The disciples, they still didn't get it. As they tried to keep the kids away, they still had so much to learn. And so Jesus let the little children come to show the disciples. And he held out the children in his arms and he blessed them. And in contrast to our hardest hearts, in contrast to any self-importance we have of ourselves, Jesus holds up the child as a model for our sake. The child is the model of faith for us, who comes with a kind of powerless vulnerability, with open eyes, open hearts required to see and enter into the kingdom of God. It was about 4 years ago now or so, the first time that we went up as a church to Newton for our spiritual retreat at the camp. And I was trying hard to be a good spiritual leader, and I worked hard with Stephanie to plan out this well-organized and spiritually nourishing retreat for our families. And I assume they could even tell on my face how important I thought it was. It's a serious thing, the spiritual life. But then we ate dinner together that first night. And we were ahead of schedule, and we had a little buffer time before the next thing, and so we found a kickball, and then we had our mission for the next half hour. And I had, until that moment, I think, momentarily forgotten the ways that Jesus really wanted to open our eyes to the sacred, to the kingdom of God in our midst. I think I had forgotten. And we played kickball together. And we laughed, and we were silly. And it was then that I could see for sure that the kingdom of God was all around us. We had stepped into the kingdom of God. We'd stepped into the kingdom of God, entering as a child again. There's a story of a little girl whose mother had given birth to a baby boy. And the little girl asked her parents to leave her alone with the new baby. She asked and asked. And they worried that she might be jealous and want to hit or hurt the baby. And so they said no. Over time, though, since she was showing no signs of jealousy, they changed their minds. And they decided to let her go and have her private conversation with the baby. And the little girl went into the baby's room. She shut the door, but it opened a crack just enough to let the curious parents watch and listen. And then they saw the little girl walk quietly up to the baby, put her face close to his and say, "Baby, baby, tell me what God is like. Tell me what God is like. I'm starting to forget. I'm starting to forget." We can, as we go through this life, start to build up our walls, start to forget, start to grow up in all the wrong ways. But Jesus reminds us to hold on, to remember, to grow a little younger, and to come as a child of God, vulnerable as we are. Enter the kingdom of God, and we will be blessed, held in God's arms and blessed. We will find those sacred, most gracious gifts of goodness, of life, and joy that God has for us here and now. Amen.